the Mom Genus Podcast. Two dental hygienists who became friends and later became moms, who understand the struggles, the joys, and the self-doubt of raising kids, staying sane, and working. Listen to our regular conversations about everything except the kitchen sink.
Welcome to the Mom Genus Podcast with Christy, Jasmine, and Karen. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Mom Genus Podcast. This is Jasmine.
This is Karen.
And this is Michelle. And today we're going to be talking about body image. So this is definitely that's universal. I think everybody experiences either a feeling of not liking their body image, or hey, they might love their body. But some ways that I think I'm personally tied to it is I have two daughters. So I have to be super aware of how I present my body and love my body and talk about my body so that they can think about their body in a positive light. I think that when I was growing up, my mom was like this skinny little, you know, hot lady. I can remember her, like, you know, at the gas station, she'd get out of the car in her high heels. And I remember sitting in the back and just watching, you know, like all the, you know, men and women, you know, look at her. And I developed differently, you know. I was, you know, out of the children's section and she was still shopping there sometimes. And so I think body image for me started, you know, comparing myself to my mom. Do you guys know when you, what was your first that you can remember where you were looking at body image?
I think for me, it was probably around like 12 or 13.
I think it was like 11, 12. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now I think it's kind of a twisted picture with some of these trends that are going on, like, especially here in Miami. I got to tell you that people
are
beautiful.
Like ant butts. They look like ant butts.
Like what? Did you say ant?
Ant butts.
Ant butts.
They're huge.
I watched a show on Snapchat called Miami Muscle, and this woman has got the most amazing booty ever.
Yeah.
And she's from Miami. And apparently she talks about that a lot, like body image and fitness and living in Miami. It's like part of the lifestyle.
It is part of the lifestyle. I mean, I can remember going to the beach and it was always, you know, thongs and bikinis and tiny people. Wow. And, you know, when you don't look like that, you wonder, you know, why. I think it's more confusing as a kid. As an adult, you understand. You don't necessarily, you know, love that you look different or you feel a certain way. But I think that for me, you know, seeing now these trends, it makes me you know, worried raising daughters because I don't want them to have this false image. And I feel like this trend that really blew up with the Brazilian butt lift and, you know, all the contouring of the face, it came right when we were making the most progress as a culture of, you know, accepting your body and loving your body. And then it's like all of a sudden this became like a new trend. And
Kim
K
messed it up for us.
Yeah. I missed what you said, Jasmine.
I said Kim K messed it up for us.
It is Kim K. It is Kim K. It really is.
But the thing is, you know, like curves and fullness of the lips were always a part of the Black culture.
Right.
But when Kim K came on the scene, of course, the beauty ideal is lighter skin, straight hair. She decided to enhance her body in the way that is often found in most people of color, and it just blew up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I was, you know, looking into this topic, it says that children start to have body image issues as early as 3. So that was pretty profound too, because, you know, us as moms, we think that they don't have, you know, those issues till they're teenagers, but it does start a lot earlier. And I think
that's wild.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, personally, I am curvy. I am plus size. I don't talk about my body. I consciously am
looking at how am I speaking about my body? Mm-hmm. You know, even if I say, oh, mommy has a fat butt. Why? Like, why use that terminology? So, I mean, thankfully, I haven't seen that pattern at all in my girls, but now I have a middle schooler. Her body is gorgeous, by the way. Like, just apps her skin, everything. But I can see how, even like how we talk about ourselves. I just saw my mother dieting a lot, you know, and would talk negatively about that. And so even when I was small, like my daughter is, I felt that I was big. Mm-hmm. I felt that I wasn't, you know.
You see those old pictures and you're like, why did you hate your thighs? Look at them.
Look how I know, toned they right?
were. I wore jeans forever because I'm so fair skin that people would always make comments about, you know, powder and all this stuff with my legs. And then my legs are bigger. So I constantly wore jeans because that way, you know, you weren't seeing my legs and it was fine. But that I realized did get passed on to my kids because they never like wore shorts. And I'm like, buy shorts. Like, what are you guys doing? You know? But I don't talk about my body negatively in front of them. But you know, there's things that you do subconsciously that they pick up on. And I do see how that, happens with them. And I can remember when I was able to disconnect from wanting to, going back to my mom, wanting to look a certain way, that I realized for her, she had a hard time finding clothes. And, you know, so I was like, I realized, okay, the grass is not greener. Like she's still struggling to, you know, find pants that fit her and aren't swimming on her, or, you know, maybe not every store at that time was carrying a size zero and she couldn't find what she needed. And so I think that was, it ended up being how I was able to shift into a positive body image, was seeing that, you know, seeing that, you know, whether you're skinny or tone, or there's always something about your body that you feel a certain way about. And sometimes we forget about that. And so this is something that I currently struggle with, is I see people working out, you know, all the time. And let's say they, you know, they still look like a little bit overweight. And I'm like, you know, oh, I would rather, you know, not work out and put myself through that. If I'm going to be a little overweight, just be happy where I am. But that's not what it's about. That working out is about your health. And so we have to get out of that mindset where we're like, I'm only working out to look like this toned little, you know, mamacita. No, that's not what you're working out for. You're working out for a healthy heart, a longer life, you know, muscle tone, function. You can walk further. You can, you know, take the stairs, those type of things. So I think switching that into our way that we present it to our kids, you know, really loving our body for its function, and then, you know, staying in that positive mindset makes you love other parts of your body, you know.
Absolutely.
And I definitely check out my butt in the mirror because we have these big, like my whole dining room. And I'm like, ooh, looks good. You know, like I make little like silly comments like that because sometimes, you know, you got to celebrate your body too. And they need to see that celebration. It doesn't have to come from somebody else. It should come from you. So what are some things that you guys do with your kids? I know, Karen, you have both boys and girls. So I'd be interested how boys perceive body image. I know that they struggle as well.
Yeah, it's well, so my youngest is 4 going on 5 and he is a completely free spirit. He loves everything about his body. I mean, he will run around naked all day long if I let him. He went streaking outside just the other day. I mean, there's no shame in his game at this phase of life. And I think as my oldest, he is about 11 and a half, and I think he's getting to that little bit of a phase of body awareness and his own body and even, you know, mine too, because like mine has changed a little bit over time. And I had a season recently where I was pretty fit, and then I was kind of struggling with some, you know, just falling off the wagon a little bit, he comes like, Mom, you know, when are you gonna go work out again? But I don't think it came from there, because I think he connected that with me feeling balanced and happy and not so much like, you know, it's like, Mom, you know, this used to be your routine. Like, why aren't you going downstairs right away and doing, your routine or your exercise. And for me, I feel like it was like a bit of a mental block where I was putting too much pressure on myself. I needed to let some other areas heal before kind of going back to that, that type of activity again. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting there, and I tried to not be negative about it. I said, "Oh, honey, that's okay. And mommy just got a little extra squish, you know, to hug you with, you know," and be positive about it. But at the same time, it still kind of stings a little bit. So he's aware of it. My daughter, now she's going to be 10, and she's got a beautiful body too. She's very athletic, strong. She's had a 6-pack abs since I can remember. She's a gymnast.
And oh yeah, for sure.
She loves her body and what it's capable of doing. And I love that she celebrates that, and she is aware that her body can do incredible things. And I hope that is always encouraged in her too.
How about you, Jasmine? How are the girls with body image?
So I have a streaker, and that was from infancy.
Yeah.
You know, like, she never wanted to wear clothes, and she still does it.
Well, hey, maybe I bet Lane will probably be the same here as he grows up.
So she's very, you know, she's very free spirited, whereas my older one is more like, don't look, you know, things of that. And of course, we want to respect that, because as you have your children growing up and having these teenage bodies, now they're getting other parts that are developing and maturing. And so respecting those boundaries are really, really important too, as they're growing. But I am always talking about how beautiful my girls are, especially when it comes to their complexion, because they have two different complexions. One is more similar to my husband. One is more like me. And I knew that when you are in a world like we live in, a lot of people aren't really accepting of those things. It's not considered, we have a Eurocentric view of beauty. So I've focused a ton of my time, not just on their body, but their hair and having it different and embracing their beautiful skin. I let them know when you're 95, you're going to still look like you're 12. And that's a great thing.
That's a beautiful thing.
Like, I will say like silly things like that to make them laugh. But I would say that I think the biggest part of anything when it comes to our teenagers' body image is what example we're setting as a parent. When I was younger, I heard things like, Jasmine has bird lips. They would tell me all the time I had bird lips. Okay. I have smaller, thinner lips than the average person. And that kind of stuck with me even now, that when I saw people getting lip fillers, I was like, well, maybe I should do that because I have bird lip like that was really ingrained. And that was family members that would say things jokingly. So I feel that really, ultimately, if we want to have a balance with our children, we need to first start with it at home and how we talk to our own selves, and making sure that when they come back home, that it's a haven of love. And it's not a place where you continue on with the derogatory remarks that they may hear outside in a school setting.
Yeah, I think those words carry. And I know in the Latin culture, it's very common, like they call, like, it's a loving term, but it's gordo and flaca. And gordo is chubbier and flaca is skinny. And, you know, I always found that weird when I met my husband. I was like, you know, like, that's messed up. Like, you're not addressing them. You're just basically, you know, and it does. It creates complexes and things like that that you carry with you. So I definitely love this topic because I think it's something that, you know, it's like a refresher, right? It's something that you should, you know, every couple of years really make a conscious effort to think about and, you know, find new ways to love your body and, you know, bring that to the table for your children, because they don't need to carry those complexes. We all are different, and we need to celebrate those differences, because it would be boring if the whole world looked like Kim K, right? And I'm sure she feels the same. I'm sure she appreciates, you know, that everybody doesn't look like her. She'd probably go love when this trend is over and people stop having plastic surgery. But I think that, you know, as moms, it's something we sign up for when we want to be a mom. You have to be conscious of how you speak to your children and teach them to love their bodies. It's a win-win for all of us. So
I love this topic. That was good.
All right. So we'll end with that. Go love your body, ladies.
Yeah. And let us know, what are your thoughts? What are some things that you're instilling in your children's life? You can feel free and comment on our Instagram, DM us. We would love to share what you think. Give us a shout out. We will definitely shout you out when we record our next episode. But let us know what's working for you. How are you creating an atmosphere of growth and love within your own household when it comes to body image? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
Like us on Facebook.
See you next time.